In 2007, when businesses were closing down as a result of the global crisis, Leon Jakimich founded his lighting installations and glass artworks company Lasvit. Today it is one of the world leaders in its field, with offices in New York, London, Paris, Milan, Dubai and many other cities. Mr. Jakimich runs the company from Hong Kong, but on one of his many visits to the Czech Republic, he showed us around the Aieto Glassworks in Nový Bor, where the company's unique creations take shape.
Now we are in a storage of wooden molds. So these molds are used during blowing the glass. And when the Campana brothers from Brazil, the famous Brazilian avant-garde designers, when they were here and saw these mushrooms growing onto our wooden molds, they got inspired and the chandelier design called Fungo came out. So it was a really interesting ad hoc inspiration. This is a place where all the journalists from Forbes magazines, economists, when they come here, they take photographs of me or our designers, or our glass blowers. It's really an inspiring place. Some of these molds go back very old,
yeah.
You know, hundreds of years.
Who were they made by? The glassmakers of Nový Bor.
No, we make these molds actually here. So sometimes they bring the whole trunk of the tree, usually beech or oak. And then we have carpenters or people who work with wood who make these molds here. So as I mentioned, it's completely vertically integrated from raw glass, even from, you know, raw wood to make the molds. So this is the old way. This is the way it has been the same for 1,000 years.
So you start working with basic materials.
Not much has changed in 1,000 years during the glass production of hand-blown artistic glass. Only, of course, now the glass furnace is powered by gas instead of charcoal, and the cooling process. Now we have, you know, very technically advanced cooling chambers. But other than that, everything is the same. The blowing pipes are still the same, with the wooden handles, with the metal pipes.
So why has so little changed? Because it guarantees quality, is that right?
You can always tell when something is done in a different way. And, you know, when people buy our products, they are basically buying human labor. You know, they are buying craftsmanship. And craftsmanship can't be replaced by robots or artificial intelligence, so The basic ingredients is the human labor and the natural materials such as raw glass, wood, water, fire. Fire is the key component, actually.
Does that mean that most of the chandeliers and the incredible art pieces, the huge that you make, are handmade?
Definitely, yeah. Handmade and handcrafted is what defines Lasvit and what defines our the pieces that we make. I think, by definition, when something is handmade, it can never become obsolete. You know, now everybody talks about robots and artificial intelligence, but so a lot of companies are afraid they will lose business. A lot of professionals like accountants and so on are afraid they will lose their work because they will be replaced by artificial intelligence. What we do can never be replaced by any of this. So in a way, this is a very stable and long-term business.
Is that the secret to your success? Because you basically established the firm in 2007, which is not a long time ago, and you're one of the world leaders now in this field. What is the secret to your success? Is it this?
Well, it's definitely focus on craftsmanship, but in a combination with a great design and poetry, a certain storytelling behind. So the pieces are not just beautiful, but it goes deeper than that. There is a lot of storytelling and a lot of emotions behind it. And I think this is what people who buy our pieces appreciate about it, that they are not buying just a product, they are buying basically a beautiful object which will add happiness to their homes, to their lives, and through this beautiful glass which reacts amazingly with light, and it tells a story. And it's coming from a region, you know, which has a tradition for 1,000 years.
Lasvit's philosophy is light, design, and experience. Is that it? Can you explain what that is? Is experience telling a story?
Well, definitely experience refers to both experience as an emotion as well as experience as a tradition. Glass is a medium which translates light, you know, into something tangible. Otherwise, light is intangible. So glass, light, design experience. This is the key ingredients of what defines what we do. Plus, another very important element, basically the most important, is the people, are the people behind. So, yeah.
When you say that your work, the individual pieces tell a story, I noticed that many of the chandeliers are placed around the world in palaces, residences, casinos, that they are inspired by nature. Is that right?
Well, a lot of our pieces, it's hard to call them chandeliers. Yeah? In many ways, they are glass art installations or objects inspired by nature, different cultural elements. We like to basically always connect our installations because they are site-specific installations. So we like to listen to the owner of the property or what is the message he would like to communicate or, you know, through our pieces. What is the cultural background? What is the history of that space? So glass is an amazing medium which is fluid. It's neither liquid nor solid. It's amorphic. And it reacts beautifully with light. And, you know, if you have imagination and great designers behind, amazing things can be done out of this material.
So how does it work in practice? You have a client somewhere, you go there, or your designer goes there. Does the client say, I would like something like this, or do you look at it and say, it would be possible to do this or that, or and it, give him a choice? How does it work in practice, the cooperation?
In practice, it works in all the three ways you mentioned. Yeah? Depends. It's like when you work with a Japanese client, they often have very, very exact idea what they want. Especially the Japanese architects, they almost give you a shop drawing and you just manufacture it. When you work with French, American architects and interior designers, they sometimes give you 100% freedom. They just tell you roughly what is the idea, what's the basic concept of the interior of the space. And then it's up to our creative product designers what they come up with. And then, of course, another 50% input comes from the craftsmen. Because the craftsmen and our designers, they have to work in harmony and influence each other during the creative process.
So they say, what is possible? The only limitations are what is possible with a glass.
I would say, yes, it's the technical limits of what can be, you know, hand-blown out of one piece of glass. But sometimes, right now, we are doing an installation which is 50 meters long. So obviously, there is also a strong metal frame, subframe underneath the glass. Otherwise, nobody can make, of course, 50 meters long glass. So we also have engineers, and we also own three metal studios, you know, that combine these two amazing natural materials, metal and glass.
You have leading world designers working for you. How did you manage that in so short a time? And well, how do you pick them? Do they come to you, or do you ask them to work for you?
It was a very natural process. In the beginning, we had to beg them to work for us. Now we have to beg them not to overwhelm us. So it's like, when you start doing something right, it's like a snowball. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. And now we are probably the most requested manufacturer in the world as far as designers wanting to collaborate with us.
What is your main market? What countries are you selling to?
Asia Pacific is about 30% of our business, which means China, India, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, Singapore, those areas. Second is the Middle East. So basically the Gulf countries like Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. And now United States and North America is picking up a lot. Maybe 20% of our business is in North America. Europe maybe 10 to 15%.
Why is that? Because they want these huge, incredible pieces because people there are willing to pay the money and they have the space where these things actually stand out. Is that right? Why is it not Europe, for instance?
I think it's relevant to the number of construction projects. So basically Asia in the last 20 years seems to be trying to catch up with Europe and the Western culture in unprecedented ways. There are so many new and modern buildings coming up, skyscrapers, shopping malls, luxury hotels, palaces, homes. It's just the number of projects is just many, many times larger than in the rest of the world. So I guess that's the main reason. And then sometimes these owners in Asia, they are not limited by some preconceived ideas, so they often let us do some really new things. So they go for new and contemporary modern things in many ways.
You're heavily dependent on the skills of glassmakers. Do you support glassmakers in Novi Bor? Do you support the school? And you know, do you maybe handpick talents from the school and so on?
Well, this is a good question. We are still blessed in North Bohemia. in this part of Czech Republic that there are young people are still interested to join the schools that teach crafts. You know, not only handlooming, but even fusing, mold melting, sand casting, etching, painting on glass, and also these engineering studies like how to build a glass furnace, you know, for blowing glass. So there are three secondary schools that government supports, and Lasswitz supports one of those schools by providing scholarships and other kind of support to the students. It's the key. Without the young people, there is no creativity or not enough creativity. You can see, compared to Murano, you know, in Italy, which is the oldest place for glassmaking. Bohemia is the second oldest, by the way. So in Murano, now when you go there, it's just like a museum. Everybody is over 60 years old. Very few young people join the craft, so I don't really think Murano will be a big force in glass in the next 10 years. Whereas here in Bohemia, now it's like the peak again. It's so many young people again joining the crafts, either through schooling or directly at the factories, at these studios. And with young people coming in, the creativity is assured.
Your firm has achieved incredible success in less than a decade. What are your goals for the future?
Well, I always have thousands of ideas, and luckily my CFO always limits my ideas to a reasonable amount. But one of our big goals is to go into the retail market as well, opening a beautiful, we call them Lasswitz ateliers. We have just opened one in New York 2 weeks ago. Daniel Libeskind, the famous architect, did the beautiful emotional opening speech. And we are not only showing chandeliers and lighting, but also beautiful glassware, a champagne cooler by Jan Kaplicki, the one who designed Selfridges in UK and a lot of beautiful projects around the world. We are introducing glassware, tableware, and even planning some very unique artistic jewelry based on glass, wood, stone, metal, the natural materials that we are passionate about.
Thank you. Good luck with that.
Thank you.